this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
You can do it all night long!
T-15 seconds, guidance is internal.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
We have a
liftoff. F***ing thing sucks!
Live from the Penguin Radio Studios on the campus of Dominican University of California, it's Do It Live with me, Avery Jaffe.
Back again on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu is the call number. We're going to be joined live tonight by two guests. One is Dave Albee. The other one is Vince Pichetti. Vince is a member of the San Rafael Pacifics baseball team, and we're really excited to have him in studio tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. I am Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live Thursdays at 8, only on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive. The weather recently in San Rafael has been pretty hectic. It's nice to be back in the saddle again. Back in San Rafael, back to my studies, or lack thereof. But it's been raining. It's been raining like crazy. And it hasn't actually been raining that badly, but it's been raining enough for Californians to complain about it, which basically means that, to begin with, it's raining. And nobody likes that, because they're Californians, and they just love to complain about all sorts of stuff. It's been an incredibly busy week for Dominican activities, and it's not stopping tonight because we have a ton of events going on. So we'll do a quick event recap, then we'll get Dave in studio, Vinny afterwards, and it should be a really good episode. So let's go through some of the activities that happened at Dominican in this past week. A Tuesday, and I really want to go through these because it's such a thorough week for activity. So if you're complaining that you didn't see anything, that's your fault. So a Tuesday at 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m., there was Movies with Meaning in the Siena Center. That was the film The Soloist with Robert Downey Jr. and the actor from Ray. And I see Dave's in studio now, so we'll be getting to him shortly. Jamie Foxx. At 8 p.m., there was Free to Laugh as part of First Amendment Week at Dominican. There's a ton of First Amendment events going on. If you're an avid listener of Penguin Radio, you've probably heard the tags and the PSAs. Great work by some of our Dominican students to incorporate that into their programming. At Wednesday was Pi Day, and so Fangio Student Union had a bunch of pi available for, not sale, but for consumption, and I'm sure people really enjoyed that. I was there, I had a ton of pi. Actually, some of it's still in my fridge. Thursday, which is today, 4 p.m., Dominican Lacrosse played St. Michael's, the St. Michael's University Purple Knights. I'm the public address announcer for Dominican Lacrosse. And you bet I kept saying Purple Knights, because the weird thing is that Dominican has played probably three or four teams, or maybe two or three teams that have been the color purple this year. And it's really weird. Maybe it's a lacrosse thing. Maybe it's an East Coast thing. They just got back from a week-long road trip in Missouri, and we'll probably be talking about lacrosse team status with Dave later on in the show. And it's 7 p.m., this evening, which means you probably missed it. It's the third annual international festival that's going on. The Dominican campus has a big presence of international students, mainly from Japan and Saudi Arabia, as part of our ELS student program. So once a year, or maybe twice a year, it's an annual event. Dominican likes to honor the international students and what they have to offer for the campus. At 9:30 p.m., so 30 minutes after the end of the show, you can run over to Rock and Bold, sponsored by the Dominican Alumni Association. And I've never actually been to any sort of Rock and Bold, but I've been validly criticized by my peers for not having ever been to one. Apparently, it's a lot of fun. But the main event, Friday at 6 p.m. in the Conlon Center, it's Mr. Penguin. This is the event that's been broadcast throughout Dominican programming, their Facebook pages, website, or actually in the production room, excuse me, is Hugo, who's a second time contestant with Mr. Penguin. He'll be on the stage along with a bunch of other contestants. So we'll probably be talking about Mr. Penguin later on, but contestants include Andrew Vu, D'Artagnan Meigs, Case Donahue, Jake Bernstein, Jonathan Glocknitzer, Zach Bencomo, Eddie Suave, Daryl Morris, and Hugo, DJ Juice on Penguin Radio. You can listen to the Hotspot with DJ Juice from Tuesdays 10 to 11, so we got the shout out there. Luckily, we have if you're watching on Ustream, I'm looking over to the side of the Penguin Radio studio that now has all the roster, basically, for the programming, the schedule, which is really great because you can just go on the fly, pretend that you know all the lineups, and you sound like a pro, except when you go to tell people that excuse. So after Mr. Penguin, which should be wrapping up around 8:30, in the Conlon Center, both events are going to be held there. It's the black and white dance. It's basically like the after party. Mr. Penguin is an event that benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation, run by the Penguin Student Athlete Advisory Committee, PSAC. And again, long show tonight, so we'll be getting to that a little bit later. Also at 7 p.m. in Angelico Concert Hall, if Mr. Penguin isn't your thing, the acclaimed Lions Ballet Senior Project performances are going on. That's two nights because there's a repeat performance on Saturday as well. Yeah, so just go Saturday, Hugo advises. Also on Saturday, 24-hour event, ASDU presents Relay for Life, 10 a.m. Saturday to 10 a.m. Sunday. So up for 24 hours in dedication to finding an end for cancer, honoring the lives of those who have fallen victim to the disease, and celebrating those who have overcome it. Really great event, and everybody involved with the event, like I am, is trying to push as many Dominican Penguins to come out to Conlon as possible. It's a really meaningful event. Jen Obina, shout out to her, has put a lot of effort into making this this event happen for the second year in a row. So we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be coming back with some sports with Dave Albee. We're going to be profiling him. He's one of the associate publicists for Dominican University of California and their athletics programs. You are doing it live with Avery Jaffe, Thursdays at 8, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you. Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Right, that was Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. I will appreciate you as a person if you knew that song before it was featured on Glee. As one of my friends who watches Glee said after I asked who sang that song originally, Ricky Springfield. So close, but no cigar.
I'm going to date myself on this.
Yeah. So we're joined now live. He's doing it live for the first time. Dave Albee, who's well, what is your official title with
Associate
Dominican?
Associate Director of Public Relations at Dominican University of California.
Well, there you go.
That's what it says on my business card anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are probably, as far as students are concerned, what of your work will they be seeing? How do they experience the writing of Dave Albee?
Well, the best place to find me now is to go on the website, athletics, www.dominicanathletics.com. I'm essentially doing all of the game stories, or most of the game stories from all the sports right now, spring sports. For instance, this afternoon I covered was at the Dominican lacrosse match and wrote a game story about that, which you can find on the website now. But that's the best place to find me, where my bylines. But otherwise, you'll see press releases. If you go on our website, the main website of Dominican, I sort of handle all of the stories that go on the website. I manage a couple of the Facebook pages, the Athletics Facebook page, the main Facebook page. So anything that goes on those pages would be something that I have facilitated there.
The Facebook, social networking.
Yes.
Huge with college students.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your most recent game story, you could say. The game for Dominican lacrosse.
This afternoon?
This afternoon. Mm-hmm. St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite checked the game story yet.
It's depressing.
Well, tell me about it. How did the game go? I was there.
Well, they lost 16-7, and it's my opinion, they came up against probably, and Coach Ned Webster said this afterwards, it's the best team they played this year. And
Is that so?
Yeah, and that's sort of the feeling I had too. We saw NYIT, New York Institute of Technology, earlier in the year, and they're currently ranked, I believe, 10th in the country.
Okay.
We saw them when they were ranked 7th in the country here a month ago, and we lost to them but played. We're very competitive with them.
Mm-hmm.
This team was very skilled, very experienced. They had 12 seniors on their roster. I don't know how many we have. We maybe have three or four.
Yeah.
We started six freshmen today. They started six seniors.
Okay.
So the experience level was there. They got a real strong team coming back. They won 10 games last year. They lost twice last year to Adelphi. Adelphi right now is currently the number two team in the country.
And Dominican just played Adelphi.
Adelphi played and played well against them. And probably could have beat them, but they played Adelphi twice last year. Adelphi went to the national tournament, that was a national tournament runner-up, and they played Adelphi twice last year and lost to them both times by one goal. So that shows the caliber of team that Dominican played this afternoon.
Wow. Yeah, and so Ned, or Coach Webster's point of view after the game, what was he putting forth? Was
I think
depressed?
Well, he was upset. I mean, he's a competitor, and I really appreciate that. But I think he's also a realist, and that was a very good team they played today. You saw the game yourself. That's the best passing team that they've played by far.
Yeah.
I mean, they were very good in moving the ball around. Very, very unselfish team. We were missing a couple of key players in Austin Franks and Ben Wang.
Mm-hmm. Two great defenders.
Two great defenders, But Ben and Austin did not play in the Adelphi game, and the team was very sharp for that game. Mm. So I think they just ran into a more experienced, determined team today. I think they got out hustled a little bit. But they put up a good showing. They hung in there. I thought that, to me, there was two key – well, the key point in the game, for me anyways, was we fell behind 4-1, and we scored. Dalton Copeland intercepted a clearing pass, and made it 4-2 early in the second quarter, and then there was a play where Jake Fritz, the freshman, set up his freshman teammate, Jake Bernstein, right in front of the goal.
It was a gimme.
And you know, 9 times out of 10 or 99 out of 100, he's going to get that. It was a wide open net, and he shot it wide.
Mm-hmm.
If they score there, it's 4-3. They get the momentum. You know, maybe things are a little bit different, but because they scored, I think, 3 consecutive goals after that.
Seems
it was a good game to watch. I mean, it was a humbling experience for this team, but it's a very young team, like most of the teams here, athletic teams are here at Dominican. They're young teams, and they're learning. They're taking the lumps. But, you know, the direction we're going, I'm very positive that within a year or 2 years, you're going to see a much different athletic program in terms of, you know, continued success.
Absolutely. So take us back. Roll back the clock. How did you end up at Dominican? I know you're a former sports writer.
Well,
because you seem to have that well acquaintance.
Yes,
with sports.
Well, what happened was, first of all, I grew up in Maine and worked for five different newspapers in 4 different states. The last one being the Marin Independent Journal here in the county, about 5 minutes up the road, and was the sports columnist there for 23 years. And then the newspaper industry is not doing well, and it's not done well recently. And I was to quote my Curly of the Three Stooges, I was a victim of circumstance, and they decided that they needed to lay off some people and designated me. Not sure why, but I was laid off, and within 2 weeks of officially being laid off at the IJ, I got a call from Maureen Keith, at Dominican. She's the director of external relations, inviting me to come down here and help essentially. Coordinate a media press conference for then the new athletic director, Terry Toomey.
Wow.
So I came down, made some suggestions, have some friends of mine here in the county and in the Bay Area who obviously I have known over the years in print and electronic media, and invited them to come there, and they were gracious to come and saw some value in it. And we had a real nice turnout. The only bad thing that happened that day or the night before was that the Sharks got eliminated in the playoffs. And we actually had 2 more cameras, Channel 2 and Channel 7 were going to be at the press conference. But because the Sharks got knocked off, the next day the Sharks had sort of a clearing out their locker, final farewell thing. So those cameras wound up going to San Jose rather than coming to Dominican here in San Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
So that went really well. And then I really hit it off with Terry and really enjoyed being around him. And then shortly after that, I got another phone call asking me to come back and basically take Terry around and introduce him to key people in the community that I've known over a number of years, sports contacts and such. And Terry and I spent a couple of weeks just sort of driving around Marin and introducing some people I knew and just letting, you know, get connected with the community here. And that went well. And basically I was told that they'd like to create a permanent position for me, but they didn't have anything available. And what happened was... the director of communications, Sarah Gardner, who's now who's essentially was doing all the PR for the university, decided she wanted to move into research and
grant writing.
And that opened up the position. So I was called into Maureen East Key's office, and she said, this is the position we have available. Are you interested in? And, you know, I was very, you know, something new for me and different, but it's a lot of people skills involved in it. And I think in my years of experience in sports writing and as a reporter and such, I've sort of obtained those skills or acquired those skills. So it was a challenge for me. But the best thing that happened, Avery, was that I called up Sarah Gardner afterwards, and I explained the situation. I said, you know, they're essentially offering me your old job. And I said, how do you feel about it? She said, I don't only feel good about it. I recommended it. So,
wow.
So Sarah's been my mentor for 3 years here. She lives, you know, 5 feet away from me in my office. And, she's, you know, it's been my guiding light through all of this, you know, learning the ropes. And she's got great institutional knowledge, and I'm learning it as I go along trying to apply what I know and my contacts in the community and in the Bay Area. And so far, it's been a good deal. It's worked out really well for me.
Great. So apart from the athletic programs, I mean, that's a big job.
Yeah.
So what, other than like the Dominican sports stories that you'll see on the website, are you involved in general university publicity, like with the gubernatorial debate, for example?
The gubernatorial debate was a big event here for us. And for me, I was essentially in charge of credentialing all the media who came here.
Wow.
And providing factual information for them, setting them up with credentials, giving them directions, telling them what we do. I spent the whole, in fact, I never saw Tom Brokaw when he was on campus. I never saw him because I was stationed in Guzman Hall, which is where the media center was that night.
Yeah, I saw some images of just tables.
And it just worked out. It was a great thing. I mean, IT did a wonderful job setting up the reporters. And I had an idea, having obviously been in the thing, I knew what the reporters would want and expect and appreciate. And at the very end of the night, we actually ran out of water.
Oh.
And catering people took away what water they had left. So I ended up, and it was hot in the building that night. So I ended up coming downstairs in Guzman Hall on the first floor and taking all the dollar bills I had and getting water out of the vending machine and taking out the reporters and handing it out. And I'm, you know, everyone's dying of thirst up there. And so I would have appreciated it if I'd been in their chair. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's my old position has helped me with my new position.
Dave Albee, superhero to the press.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. What is it like working at an institution where you see young people, but particularly your son,
right?
Your son Drake, mm-hmm. Is a student athlete at Dominican, plays on the men's soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of weird to see your son now that you're going to work every
day?
You
know, it's funny. I probably saw him. You know, he lives in a dorm on campus. We wanted to give him. We only live. He grew up here or grew up and went to high school only about a 25-minute drive from here. But we wanted him to experience, or to enjoy the college experience the first year. So he's in a dorm, and I see him every once in a while. I think when he needs money or he needs a ride is when I see him the most. But generally, I actually saw him more this year than I probably did last year when he was living at home, because he would be come home and he would be going out with friends, or he was playing soccer in high school and club soccer, and it was a year-round thing. So it just seems like the last year of high school, I saw more of him. I've seen more of him as a freshman here than I saw him as when he was home with me as a senior in high school.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. Well, it's a blessing and a curse, right? Because at college, everything is local. There's always something on campus. There's no real need to go off campus because it's right there. Then again, you know, like you said, if he comes over to you for a ride, trying to get,
get out of the campus. Dad can have the keys is what it basically comes down to. But it's worked out great. You know, I was here. I don't go looking for him. I let him come looking for me. You know, I sort of purposely avoided going to lunch, just so that's where he's with his buds and his friends at Calarega, and I don't want to impose on that at all. And I know if he wants to see me, he'll come see me. And if I need to see him for something that needs to be addressed, and then I'll send him a text, and he's down in the office when he can.
There you go. So we're going to end the interview with one final question. This is Dominican DU, Do It Live. What is your favorite thing about Dominican University of California?
Oh, I don't know if I have one favorite thing. The people, I love the people here. They're gracious. They're friendly. They're all hardworking, and I appreciate that. That's sort of, you know, falls in the line of my qualities and what I like to think of myself. And so we get a lot of people like that on campus. I love the energy. I love the sense of humor. It's just good and going around. I've never been called Mr. Albee so much in my lifetime. So so I don't know if that's good. I guess it's, in one respect, it's a sign of respect. And the other side, it's a sign that I'm getting old. So, but that's sort of cool.
Let's say it's respect.
Yeah. So it's just a good place. It's a good place to work. And well-meaning, hardworking people here, all pushing and working towards the same goal.
Well, there you go. That's all you can ask for and more. Dave Albee, the Associate Director of Public Relations at Dominican University of California, thanks so much for joining us tonight and for doing it live.
Sure. Thanks, Avery. Pleasure.
All right. See you at work next time I come out to the field. Take care. That was Dave Albee joining us on Do It Live. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the San Rafael Pacifics on Penguin Radio. Some big news there. Stay tuned, you won't want to miss out. Do it live, radio.dominican.edu.
Cali Hustler, hit it by all means. The people know whatever they need, they could call me. California hustling, moving and we muscling. And we don't fuck with the pigs like a Muslim. For the green we rushing, no not Moscow. I'm talking quick, fast, in a hurry right now. Can't be a victim, can't fall short. I just wanna be a baller with my own ball court. California hustling. Street mentality, 1 minute you on top and the next you a casualty.
It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you.
It's gonna grab a hold on you if you let it.
California,
California hustler, California hustler. See, I lived through the fear, shed a lot of tears. There's a reason why my friend died here for the hustle. For the California hustle, so get your hustle on the Cali.
It's a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, cause you're grooving all day long.
Yeah, I feel you, baby. California hustling. I got the soul of a saint, heart of a lion. I go hard in the paint, put some paint where it ain't. Put a wig on the pig, I won't stop till my nose breaks.
This is your girl, DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips, where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
One, two, three. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Joining me now live in studio on Do It Live for the first time, It's Vinny Pichetti, the pitcher for the San Rafael Pacifics. San Rafael's brand new professional baseball team. First pitch coming in May 2012. Before we get to the interview, some big news. Dominican Radio, Penguin Radio, has been selected as the radio partner of the San Rafael Pacifics for the 2012 season. So this won't be his last time on Penguin Radio. But it's his first, and we're very glad to have him on. Vinny Pichetti, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm appreciated. Honored.
So you are a pitcher for the Pacifics.
Yeah.
Where did you come from? You're a local guy, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Novato, went to Cimarron High. And I then went to College of Marin, JC Ball. And then I went to CSU Stanislaus, pitched there, and then now I'm back.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Where in high school did you know that eventually you wanted to play professional? I mean, I guess it's every person's goal, but
I think I knew when I was like 6 years old.
There you go.
That's the dream. That's the goal.
Were you always a pitcher?
No, actually, all throughout high school I was a shortstop. I didn't start pitching until I was at JC.
Okay.
Yeah.
What caused that change? Just a coach came up to you and said?
No, I think that was more on me. I was a little intimidated, you know, being a freshman. We had about 6 middle infielders, and I was like, hey, I either want a red shirt or I want to try pitching. And he said, all right, let's try pitching. So you could always use arms.
It worked out for you.
It worked out real good.
I saw on the San Rafael Pacifics Facebook page, facebook.com/San Rafael Pacifics, that they posted a picture of like a baseball with a flame on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saying it's a Vinny Pichetti fastball.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you've been clocked at?
The fastest I've been clocked at was at 93. Yeah, I wouldn't say I consistently hit it, but I topped it.
Are you a fastball pitcher or like slider, changeup? What's your pitch?
I'd say my out pitch is definitely the slider.
Okay.
But I throw 4 pitches, so
yeah,
got to keep them guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully no more than 4, right?
Yeah, right.
So what's it like to be playing baseball back in Marin?
Man, I'm ecstatic. Marin is, you know, like I said, born and raised. I mean, got a bunch of family and friends around. Competition was always good growing up, so I'm really excited, looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, I was playing against Steve Detweiler in high school.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went to San Rafael. He was a senior when I was a junior.
Yeah.
But now I'm playing with them, so I'm looking forward to that.
It's meant to be, right?
Yeah.
As a member of the Pacifics now, one of 4 players who have been signed to the team so far, how did you hear about it? Like, you pick up the paper one day, saw open tryout?
Well, yeah, I actually saw it in the paper at first, and then the coaches at College of Marin, Steve Berenger and Connor Bird, great guys, like I said, I played for them. They actually know Mike Shapiro, and they gave him a phone call and mentioned my name, and then he came out to College Marin. I threw a bullpen for him, and then, the rest is history.
There you go. So it's nice to have those connections.
Absolutely.
So you played 1 year at Stanislaus, right?
No, 2 years.
2 years. 2 years, 2 years. Yeah. Okay. And what was your experience like that, finally, getting to a real major program?
I loved it out there. I mean, it was definitely a small school. I wouldn't, consider it a college school whatsoever.
Yeah,
the baseball, like, we were in a tough league. We played Chico, Sonoma, East Bay,
San Diego. Is that a, like, CCAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was actually real good competition. I enjoyed it. I mean, I had pretty good success, so that also makes up for it, too.
Yeah. Well, that always helps, right?
Yeah.
As a pitcher for the Pacifics, I've seen, like, the Facebook updates from the Pacific staff, and are you going out into the community in addition? Like, what are your responsibilities now as a member of the Pacifics?
You gotta show your face. I mean, like, last week I went to a little league parade out in Fairfax, which was pretty awesome. Walked in a parade with them, and then I was supposed to throw the first pitch, but then they had some kid who was battling leukemia come out and throw it.
Okay.
So I handed the ball off to him, gave him some kind words, and just watched him throw it in.
That's what the game's about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that really no better example.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm, if that were me, I, I wouldn't have any problem. No. Like, it's like, oh, well, of course you give it to it, yeah. Number one rule of baseball, give it to the kid.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Fly ball or like a foul ball in the stands, even a Major League Baseball game. You always give it to the kid.
That was also kind of cool. You know, after I got a bunch of little rugrats running up to me, hey, can you sign my hat?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, absolutely. You know? I will sign anything. But yeah, it was cool. It was real cool. And then actually tomorrow, me and Steve are going out to a school and we're going to talk with the kids again. So it's you got to just show your face.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, make a name for the team, you know.
The great part about the Pacifics is that they're getting out into the community. And
yeah,
I mean, it's not only good for publicity, but, you know, you're making an impact in the lives of kids.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, you got to just last weekend, I had a bunch of eight-year-olds thinking like I was a Greek god, you know, but little do they know that I play independent ball, but, you know, that doesn't matter to them. You know, you're an idol now. You people look up to you, so you got to represent that and run with it.
Who was your baseball hero when you were growing up?
Oh, man. To this day, still, it's Torrey Hunter.
Okay.
I love Torrey Hunter.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
First time I remember, this is going to date me, or maybe date you. First time I remember hearing about Torrey Hunter was back, it was probably like 10 or 11. It was the All-Star game. Or is it like Minnesota? He was on Minnesota at the time.
Oh, we were all Barry Bonds?
Yeah, deep fly ball. Barry Bonds hits a huge like home run ball out to deep center field. Torrey Hunter times it perfectly, jumps up,
yep,
picks it off, and Barry Bonds just is livid.
Yeah.
He hates it.
He has that famous quote where he'd rather rob a home run than hit a home run.
Really?
And you got to respect that.
Yeah.
It's all about defense.
Yeah, well, you're a pitcher, and
yep,
point is you better not give up a home run.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's independent ball, but you know, traditionally MLB pitchers don't take batting practice. Are you just going to be all pitching, or are you going to try and swing around the lumber a little bit?
I mean, I would love to swing the lumber, you know, but that's on the coaches, you know. So I mean, if they give me that opportunity, I'll absolutely do it. I mean, like I said, I was a shortstop in high school, so I think I could bang a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully it's not a DH league.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully not.
Well, who's your favorite team growing up? I know you were local.
Giants.
Giants? Okay.
Giants been the team.
Right side of history.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Love them.
Yeah. Well, did you grow up with the A's going to the series, right?
I was born on the day of the earthquake when the Giants were playing
okay.
the A's.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it was 89, right?
89, yep.
Yeah. Because I know my dad actually was at the 88 series. Game one, Gibson hits the home run off of... Dennis Eckersley, right?
Eckerson, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in the top deck of Dodger Stadium, like the reserve seats, nosebleeds. Gives up the home run. All the taillights in the Dodger Stadium parking lot start lighting up because everybody realized, oh, crap, I thought the game was over. And now it's so Giants fan.
Giants, baby.
Yeah.
Love them.
You follow the World Series for the 2 years ago.
Oh man, every pitch. I was watching every pitch.
Yeah.
And I was out at actually Stanislaus when they were playing. So after, you know, practice, me and my buddies, we would go watch the game and just get rowdy. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Definitely. What do you think the prospects are for the Giants next year? And they're getting Posey back.
Yeah, getting Posey and getting Freddie Sanchez back. So I think both of those guys help defensively and offensively, and then, you know, picking up the milkman, Melky Cabrera, helps.
Yeah.
Need another bat. So, I mean, I think they're going to be good. They're going to be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, pitching's always there, so this is all about the batting.
Mm-hmm. The full disclosure, I grew up in L.A., so I have to say I'm a Dodgers fan.
Rival.
I apologize.
Yeah.
And we're also actually joined in studio taking pictures. Hunter Hornstein, host of the tailgate on Tuesdays, 8 to 10, Penguin Radio. He's an Angels fan, so I'm getting no love in the studio tonight.
Yeah. Jeez.
And Torrey Hunter.
Yeah, he's got Torrey.
Yeah, Torrey Hunter's on the team
boy
now.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I got nothing. No love for the Dodgers.
No.
Who are the kinds of teams that you're going to be playing as a Pacific? How do you think the team's going to stack up when you get to the league?
I mean, it's baseball, you know. Anything could happen within nine innings, you know. So you got to just take every pitch as it comes, be competitive. I mean, we're probably going against some, you know, maybe you could say more talented guys, but like I said, it's baseball. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
catch him whenever. So you just got to play the game. Doesn't matter who you play. You be the New York Yankees, you got to play against them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you get out on the field. I mean, it's not like you're just going to pack up and go home.
Still got to play catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah. That's the fundamentals.
Yep.
Beautiful game.
Yep.
And so what's your final word? Like, last word about the San Rafael Pacifics. Why should everybody come out to Albert Park in May?
Oh, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, local San Rafael, in the heart of San Rafael, you're going to have a lot of people there. You're going to have college kids, little kids, grown people there, you know, adults, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, I mean, if you're looking for a good time, because I know how expensive those Giants tickets are.
Yeah, really, really.
Come support the San Rafael Pacifics.
The student government here is like paying for some exhibition tickets to Giants and A's game. So Battle of the Bay, those tickets are expensive for an exhibition game.
You know,
it should be free. San Rafael Pacifics got some great tickets, and it's local.
Yeah.
So I really encourage everybody to come out to a Pacifics game. Albert Park, see Vinny Pichetti throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Going to break the record.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, thanks so much for being with us tonight, doing it live. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio with some more upcoming news about Dominican. You just watched Vinny Pichetti with the San Rafael Pacifics. You stream radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do this, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week it's the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep callin' and tryin', but you stay right, girl. And when you get on, he leave your for a white girl.
Man, I'm telling you, if the 49ers had any defense, they might have made the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow may not be strong, may not be fast, but he can for sure throw the ball. San Francisco Giants, no pitching, all offense. Maybe if the Yankees actually spent some money on some real players.
I'm Brian Sanchez, and on Based on You. Are you tired of people who talk about sports but have no clue what they're saying,
like this guy?
The Colts would be crazy to let Eli Manning go. I mean, they're going to go with this kid out of Samford, Lucky? That's never going to work.
Because I know I am.
I am too, man, but there's only one way not to be like that.
And that's by listening to the Sports Report, Tuesdays from 6 to 8, hosted by Brian Sanchez and Case Donahue.
We're bringing you everything and anything that's happening in the sports world.
This show is nothing but sports.
Can't wait!
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. Just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day.
You were just listening to Vinny Pichetti of the San Rafael Pacifics, the brand new baseball team that's coming to San Rafael, Marin County this May. Really, really awesome that we got him on the show. And big shout out to Hunter Hornstein, fellow Penguin Radio DJ, for getting him on. Hunter's like an community outreach consultant with the team. He's an intern, but he's a big deal of an intern. With an upstart team like the Pacifics, getting a slot with them is just really great, and we're so happy to be partners with them coming up. So we'll get to that in just a quick second, but first I want to give another shout out to Terry Toomey. He's the director of athletics for Dominican University of California, Go Penguins. And he actually phoned in right after my interview with Dave Albee, who if you had tuned in earlier this evening, you'd know that we'd interviewed Dave. We got a lot of great interviews. I'm very appreciative of that. But Terry called the studio, gave me probably a lot of undue praise. I don't deserve any of it. It's all about the guests. But Terry, thank you so much. And if you'll remember, in my first original show, I tried to get Terry on, but actually, through no fault of his own, everything went wrong with that show. And I probably keep referencing that show until it's the final one of the Penguin Radio season, the inaugural season of Do It Live. But really appreciate his commitment to the school. He's done a great job with the athletics program, taking it from NCAA division, or excuse me, taking from the NAIA, the lower division days, up to NCAA Division II, where our athletics programs are really making a lot of progress, getting success day by day. We're going to turn now back to the San Rafael Pacifics for a quick second. Just today, and it was really appropriate that we had Mr. Pichetti on earlier today, the San Rafael Pacifics announced, and the Dominican University of California announced, that we will be teaming up together to, quote, announce a one-of-a-kind partnership for the Pacific's inaugural 2012 baseball season. The Penguins and the Pacifics are combining to produce, broadcast, and distribute live radio broadcasts and online audio streaming of each home game for the 2012 season. So if you can't make it out to Albert Park, and I hope that you can, because it's really probably one of the most beautiful venues for independent baseball, you can listen to, guess what, radio.dominican.edu and get every home game that the Pacifics host online. And students are going to be directly involved in that, serving as the flagship station for the Pacifics. Students are going to be involved with the pregame, postgame shows, and obviously in-game broadcast. That's the most important part. My man Stuart Horn is going to be the primary play-by-play voice of Pacifics baseball. He's going to oversee the involvement of the students and provide the on-air training, just like he does with the radio shows right now. Big shout out to Brad Van Alstyn. Actually, just met him for the first time yesterday. He is the chair of Dominican's Communications and Media Studies Department, and he did a fantastic bang-up job of getting the Pacifics to partner up with Dominican and vice versa. I'm really looking forward to what that has to offer. I know that I'll probably be somewhere else during the summer, during baseball season, but I'm going to try and come out to as many games as possible. The general manager and president of the Pacifics came out with a quote saying that they're excited about the prospect to have Dominican as their broadcast partner, and it's a unique relationship for the university's communications department to produce, broadcast, and stream online a professional baseball team's games. And we are excited to create this living laboratory for the students to get real hands-on experience broadcasting our games. And that's what it's all about. Everything, that's what it's all about. Coming up next, we're going to have a short preview of what's to come this weekend. Should be a really busy, really exciting weekend for Dominican activities. I went over it pretty briefly at the beginning of the show, but we're going to go more in depth. This is Do It Live. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live.
I'll meet ya.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Do it live with Avery Jaffe. Thursday's the date. radio.dominican.edu and tinyurl.com/doitlive for the Ustream. Shout out to anybody who's watching on Ustream. And I do mean anyone, not everyone. It's always a gamble whether somebody's actually going to tune in. Let me just read this real quick. This is the PSA that about Mr. Penguin. The famous Mr. Penguin contest is back, and it's happening this Friday night. That's tomorrow in the Conlon Center from 6 to 8. Doors will open at 5:30. Then at 10, it's the black and white dance slash after party. Wink, nudge. That actually wasn't in the script. Tickets will be on sale in front of Caloriga at lunch tomorrow and at the front window of the Conlon Center at all times. Tickets are $5 for Mr. Penguin and only $2 for the dance. Go ahead and buy them both at the same time for only $7. All proceeds go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This is a great event run by PSTAC, Penguin Student Advisory Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And come have a fun night, support a good cause this Friday. If you have never been to Mr. Penguin, and I actually speak as one of those people, you will be pleasantly surprised. And how do I know? Because of all the people who've raved about the event in the past, it's just fantastic. It's you get to see your classmates, your peers, totally embarrass themselves in front of practically the entire school. There's a lot of different events. It's basically because Dominican is 70% female, it's a male beauty pageant. So the night's events begin with a catwalk modeling session to the tunes of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal and Bad. That's followed by a spirit contest, a swimsuit catwalk, a talent performance, and finally, a modeling session. After that, it's the black and white dance. It's hilarious. The participants come out with their own skits, totally make a fool out of themselves, and eventually, the person who embarrasses themselves the most is voted by the judges and by the audience to be that year's Mr. Penguin. Some other events that are coming up, Relay for Life, Saturday, all day, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Saturday morning, evening, afternoon, night, whatever you want, to Sunday morning. You're going to have some great student performances there as well. So that's ASDU sponsoring the Relay for Life, benefiting the American Cancer Society, reaching for a world with more birthdays. That's the idea. Coming up later on in the week, there's the Express Sunset Hike. That's a great organization sponsored by or run by Vernicia, who is a wonderful student at Dominican, really involved in getting everybody acquainted with their fellow friends on campus and hoping to make new friendships with that club. Then, possibly one of the most important things you can do as a Dominican student, go to the student forum with President Marcy. Previously, we had a student forum in the Dominican Heritage and Alumni House. Very sparse turnout for that. And we really want to get as many penguins involved as possible. If you remember, there were a lot of Dominican memes posted on the Dominican University memes page on Facebook, and the creator of which was featured on What Are You Talking About with DJ T-Baby and P-Yob on Penguin Radio. But my main concern about that was that Dominican students were more willing to make a funny illustration about their complaints and concerns with campus than were willing to actually go and voice them, actually make a change in what they want to see changed on campus. President Marcy, in my opinion, we are blessed to have her on campus. She is a forward-thinking president, one that we actually may not have seen in the past several presidents for Dominican, where she's taking the university to such new heights that it is remarkable that she wants our that she wants our input. The fact is that she's under no obligation to answer to us. She's going out of her way to listen to Dominican students to hear their concerns. And if you don't go, you don't get to complain. That's practically my explanation. If you don't go and you don't voice your concerns, then you only have yourself to blame when you start complaining about Calarega again. And then you know you will. So now's your chance to talk about Calarega or the one-ply toilet paper in the gym or whatever you want to talk about. This is your chance. Tuesday, March 20th, 2012, Guzman Lecture Hall from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And the most important point, free food. That's practically the selling point for many Dominican students, the fact that there's free food. And on April 2nd, I want to point out that Associated Students of Dominican University are sponsoring, and this is on the more fun side of things, a outing to AT&T Park for the inaugural meeting of the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants of Major League Baseball, National League versus American League. Tickets are on sale outside of Calarega at lunch and dinner every day. Every day. So you don't have an excuse not to buy a ticket. It's going to be an awesome event. We got seats right along the third baseline. Great view. If you've never been to AT&T Park before, this is your chance. And if you have, why wouldn't you return? It is an incredibly fun event. It's Battle of the Bay. You can't get any better than that. You really can't. Tickets are on sale. Prices are going up next week. So if you are not going to buy a ticket now and you don't want to pay more later, you need to rethink your decision because you need to go to that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there's a whole lot that Dominican's doing for its students. And often there's the complaint that, oh, there's nothing going on. But really, really, guys, you just have to look. And that's what Do It Live's all about. Informing the Dominican student that it's not as lame as they think it is. I went over to the East Coast over spring break and visited some friends, did some sightseeing. This is on a more personal note. Had a great time there. It was nice to be on vacation, but it's even better to be back on the air, back in the saddle again, in the studio, on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. This is Do It Live with Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live because I'm Avery Jaffe. So let's wrap it up. Let's take care of some business. You can do it live anytime on our blog at doitlive.blogspot.com. This episode will be podcasted and saved for all of eternity, accessible at radio.dominican.edu. We've recorded our live video stream of tonight's episode featuring interviews from Dave Albee and Vinny Pichetti. We'll be posting that later tonight on Ustream and YouTube, actually. That's tinyurl.com/doitlive. Or go to ustream.tv and search Do It Live. That's with a D-U and no spaces. And as always, you can like us on Facebook. The most important thing, Facebook, indeed. If we get to 100 or maybe 120 likes, we will have my friends Dustin Nussery, Matthew Choma, and Gerard Cabarsi all doing the Cinnamon Challenge in studio. So, that's the show for this week. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you just did it live. I'll see you right back here next week. Do it live, Thursdays at 8, only on Penguin Radio. Thanks, everybody. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time, a place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I